It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earlier this month, a bill to use the state's projected $2.5 billion surplus for tax refunds and school funding failed after all state Senate Democrats and three Republicans rejected the measure.
Now a new Marquette University Law School poll finds 80% of Wisconsin adults say the spending deal should have been passed. That's consistent across the political spectrum. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all in that 80% approval territory.
The bill would have delivered about $850 million in payments to tax filers, as well as lowering property taxes and providing special education funding to schools.
Governor Tony Evers negotiated the package with legislative Republican leaders, but Democratic State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein told WPR in a statement that passing the bill would have put the state in a deficit for the next budget cycle. Charles Franklin directs the Marquette University Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I hear 80%-ish for Republicans and Democrats. I think, what were you surveying? You know, do you approve of adorable puppies? Like, we don't usually see this kind of partisan approval of the same thing, right?
I'm not sure we could get this level of agreement on the sky is blue. It was 77 for Republicans, 81 for Independents, 82 for Democrats. There's almost nothing we survey on that gets that level of agreement across all three partisan categories.
Well, and the partisan process here was kind of a weird one. We had the Democratic governor, Republican leaders in the legislature for it. We had Democrats in the legislature, a few key Senate Republicans. We'll hear from one of them and a few against it. The Republican main candidate for governor against it. Did the weirdness of the partisan breakdown shake up our usual partisan disagreements in the state?
Yes, I think it did, precisely because it was a bipartisan proposal, but the opposition was also bipartisan, as you mentioned. The other thing is this moved very quickly, of course. It was introduced on Monday, on a Monday, and then defeated 2 days later on Wednesday. People didn't have a whole lot of time to hear about it and think about it. Our poll went in the field a week after the vote. So in that sense, they had plenty of time to hear about it, read about it in the aftermath of the vote. And yet we still don't see a partisan divide. We don't see an ideological divide either. 78% of conservatives and an identical 78% of liberals say it should have passed.
You asked straight up, did you support it? Then you had a more nuanced question saying, hey, should we have waited a bit to see the impact this could have on the deficit, raising some concerns about the bill? What did you hear from people when you added those wrinkles in?
Right, because the opponents of it emphasized the uncertainty about what the fiscal situation will be next year. This surplus that would be spent is a projected surplus, not money that's actually in the bank at this point. So there is some uncertainty, and the opponents raised that and have really emphasized it in the last week or so. So we told people that people had argued against it for those reasons. Support fell, but 69% still said it should be passed now. 21% said it should wait until next year, and 9% still said they didn't have an opinion. That, again, is still dead even across the partisan divides. There aren't divides on this. And the fact that it support fell from 80 to 69 is down 11%. That shows that the fiscal concerns did register with voters and did mean something to them, but it reduced the support from 4 and 5 down to 3 and 4 or 2 and 3, two-thirds supporting even with those fiscal concerns directly raised with the voter.
I want to get your thoughts on why people might have supported this. I think back to the 90s when we had a Republican governor, Tommy Thompson, working with legislative Democrats. They had some nice budget situations where the Republicans could get tax cuts that they wanted to deliver to their voters. Democrats could get some social funding. Did this bill kind of meet that sweet spot where, hey, you get some what you want, you get some what you want, and everybody looks at it and says, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I think that is the way it comes across in the responses to the poll, because there are things here for people on all stripes. You get some tax rebates, you get more funding for special ed in schools, something we've seen earlier is popular. And we have used the surpluses in the past. So I think all of those things helped people say they were for this. And, you know, with the cost of living and affordability at the top of people's most important concerns in our polling, things that provide some sort of affordability relief through somewhat lower property taxes, as well as some direct payments. Those are all pretty attractive to folks.
Now, it's a long way from May to November, Charles, but we do have this election coming up. The main Republican candidate for governor, Tom Tiffany, opposed this deal. Many Democratic candidates, there's a lot of them, opposed this deal. You ask people, hey, what do you think of this when it comes to the election? Are you still going to be thinking about it? What do people say?
Well, this was one of the most interesting things. Only 19% said the Democratic candidates in opposition were doing the right thing. Only 18% said Tom Tiffany's opposition was the right thing. And as we've seen, there's very little difference across party on those questions. You'd normally think that Democrats would say, oh, well, my candidate did the right thing, and Republicans would say my candidate did the right thing. That's not true. Low percentages saying either of those candidates doing the right thing, under 30%, no matter what the party category is. But in stark contrast, 65% say Tony Evers' support was the right thing.
Charles, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School poll director, talking about a new poll from Marquette showing support for a failed bipartisan deal to spend the state's multi-billion-dollar budget surplus. Now, the bill failed to pass the state Senate after all Senate Democrats and three Republicans voted against the measure. One of those three Republicans joins us now. Delafield Republican State Senator Chris Kabinga represents the 33rd District in Southeast Wisconsin. Senator Kabinga, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem, Rob. Glad to be on.
Now, you pushed back against the leaders of your party who negotiated this with Governor Evers. From what we're seeing in this poll, you're pushing back against the views of a lot of Wisconsinites, including many Republicans. Make the case that your vote to help spike this deal was the right decision.
Well, it's interesting. They always say in politics, you just never know who your next ally is going to be. And this is one that is pretty unusual, but it just proves that saying is correct. So this is a great example, Rob, of why our government is a constitutional republic. And I mean no disrespect to Charles when I say this, but I do not govern based on polls. I never do. I tell people in my caucus, don't ever make decisions based on polls, because they hire us. We are representing them to look at the details of this and then to make our decision based on all the details. So we've got a 12-page bill here that covers hundreds of billions of dollars over the course of the next decades. So it's a big impact. And I always tell my father-in-law, Sale, when he was living, he was in his armchair telling the Packers quarterback, you should have done this, you should have done this. That's how this is with polls. It's not having all the details, making a general statement, which is his job. He has to narrow this down to one sentence for a 12-page bill. Well, I can't do that. I was hired by the voters to look at all the details, and I'm a numbers guy. I'm a retired CPA. I always look at a return on investment as, is this the best for the taxpayers? In this specific situation, we've got a one-time budget surplus, and that's even debatable. Let's take that off the table. I looked at it and I said, we've got a one-time budget surplus. So I am never going to take a $500 bonus on my paycheck and sign a perpetual lease for $250 a year on a product. It doesn't make financial sense. Eventually, actually in the second budget cycle, all of a sudden, the taxpayer in this deal, because there's perpetual spending put in place, would all of a sudden have to be going to their pocketbook again and be like, wait a minute, I thought this was a great thing because it gave me a bonus. I got cash in my hand and all of a sudden the cash is gone and they have to continue to pay this bill. So that's how we looked at it. That's how I looked at it. The Democrats looked at it a little bit differently, which I do agree with to a certain extent, but it does not make good financial sense to make perpetual ongoing financial commitments when we have a one-time situation here. And that's what I had to go back to. That's why myself and two others voted against this, because it's not good for the taxpayers.
Do you think there was a more valid one-time tax relief or school support or whatever, given the one-time nature of the surplus, that you would have preferred to see?
Yeah, 100%. And that's actually how this whole discussion started, was let's do a $1,000 rebate for a couple, a $500 rebate for an individual to take this $2.5 billion, or a little bit less if you want to be more conservative, and get that back to the people who actually paid it. So that's how the whole discussion started. We all agreed that we don't want the surplus sitting there. Let's get it back to people. But the premise was, remember, and I kept saying this in our discussions with everybody, this is very one time. The budget is where we have the ongoing discussions about, do we spend ongoing money? This is not the budget. This is a very different discussion about a one-time chunk of money that came in extra that we didn't expect.
In our last few moments, Senator Kapinga, you've also been quoted elsewhere being not wild about the process where this was brought to the legislature by Governor Evers and by leadership in Republican leadership in both chambers. What did you not like about that?
Well, it's always good to have thorough discussions with everybody who has to make a decision. And in this situation, you saw, you know, from the Republican side, the leadership did not go to their members of the caucus to have the discussions and say, here's what we're looking at, what do you think? The governor did not go to the Democrats in the legislature or in the Senate at all and have those discussions to say, hey, here's what we're looking at, what do you think about it? That always needs to happen to have good decision making. And because that communication broke down, it's the old saying, 99% of all problems are because of bad communication. That is definitely one of the contributing factors in this case.
Senator Kapinga, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Chris Kapinga, state senator from Delafield, representing the 33rd district. Been talking about a new poll showing 4 in 5 Wisconsin adults supported a failed bill to use the state's multi-billion dollar budget surplus for tax refunds and school funding. Senator Kapinga, one of the Republicans who voted against that bill. We also heard from Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School poll director.